Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
You have to do everything pretty much right in order to win the Heisman Trophy. I think it's the best award in sports. And this is our second edition. Danny Werfel, the great Danny Werfel, University of Florida, joined us last week when we kicked this thing off. I love it. I'm so excited. As a Heisman Trophy voter, it's near and dear to my heart.
No, yeah, it's awesome.
And today's a really special one. Today's special for a lot of people within our footprint because we're joined by the only Heisman Trophy winner in the history of the Palmetto State. He did it by rushing for more than 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns for the University of South Carolina. Led the Gamecocks to their first 8-win seasons of the modern era. South Carolina went 8-4 during his junior and senior years, and he earned multiple All-American honors. He was the number one pick in the 1981 NFL draft, was twice named All-Pro, went to 3 Pro Bowls during his 7-year professional career, and that was capped off by a victory in Super Bowl 22. And along the way, well, he got a slew of awards. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1997. And here's the big one. Here's the big one. We talked about it earlier. You know you have arrived when they erect a statue of you, and that happened in 2015. They put up a statue of him outside of Williams-Brice Stadium. What's he doing now? He's running a foundation that provides scholarships for students throughout the Carolinas, doing a lot of good work for a lot of people. Joining us now to say Tama Hotline, 1980 Heisman Trophy winner George Rogers. Welcome aboard.
Hey, good to be aboard.
Buddy, glad to have you aboard. What does George Rogers do on a Wednesday?
Oh, man, you know what? I was just getting ready to go fishing.
I'm sorry to slow you down, buddy. I'm going to keep you too long. Where are you going fishing, and what are you trying to catch?
Well, I'm going to Greenwood. I got a guy friend up there in Greenwood that's got a lake, and I'm going to be brimmed and bass fishing.
Or is it catch and release? You're bringing them home.
What do you think?
It depends on how big, right?
That's right.
We're joined by the great George Rogers. And, George, I read this story last night, and you've had a fascinating life. I'm happy to have you on the phone here. What did you really have a coach at Roosevelt High School tell you you could never make it in football?
I really did. I really did. Actually, he never seen me play. And the thing about it is I started out in Little League, and I was really, really crying one day. And because the coach wouldn't let me play, and I was about the only one that didn't play that day. And I was crying, I want to play, I want to play, I want to play. And this guy came up and said, well, everybody else can play. Why that little guy right there can't play? And the coach ran over there and grabbed me and put his hand over my mouth because I was crying, I didn't want to play. And he put me in the game, and I got the ball, and I just went running. I mean, I went down the sideline, I was gone. And everybody said, see that? If y'all have been putting him in the game, y'all might have won. So funny. It was so funny. I didn't believe it.
Did you ever go back to that coach years later and just, kind of say, hey, I did all right. What's up with you?
No, I wouldn't dare do that. I ain't got that much nerves. No, I wouldn't do a coach like that. It was one of those things where he didn't know, and I didn't know either, to be exact. But then I found out what I was supposed to do after I ran that touchdown. And you're supposed to get the ball and take off running. That's what you're supposed to do. And take it out. And that's what I started doing while I was in elementary school.
And I guess you kept doing it. And you won the Heisman Trophy, George. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You know you won the Heisman Trophy. And what was that like, man? I mean, that's not like winning, a bingo contest or being voted class president. I mean, it's the Heisman Trophy. It's the biggest individual award in all of sports. Was that even something that crossed your mind when you said, I'm going to go play ball at the University of South Carolina, that you might win the Heisman Trophy?
No. I had a lot of good teammates, and they are the ones that made me look good. And if it wasn't for those guys in front of me, it would never happen. Because we went out, and we knew what we had to do. We were going to run the ball no matter what. Not that we didn't have a good passer, because I thought that Hopper was a pretty good quarterback. And he threw when we needed to throw, and he made some some good catches. I mean, like Willie Scott was my teammate, and he was a good football player. And somebody else that died, by the way, Tim Singleton, and Horace Smith. All three of those was my teammates. And I really start feeling that, you know, hey, there's time for everybody. There's a time for everybody.
George, it had to be something, man, running the football back then. And work with me here a minute. I'm watching one of your games last night, and there's nine guys in the box, and they throw a little short pass over the middle, and the commentator goes, well, that ought to help Rodgers run it a little bit. I mean, that was obvious. There's still eight guys in the box. I mean, the toll on your body had to be incredible.
Well, we had good blockers. And had people, you know, and then once I got past the line of scrimmage, those defensive backs wasn't hard to run by or run over or whatever. Except now we did play Ronnie Lott and Dennis Smith. That was from USC. They were a little bit tougher to run on. I guarantee that. But it was all enjoyable. And if it wasn't for my line of scrimmage, none of these things would have happened.
Well, what's George Rogers do if he plays now, though? The game's so different. Is George Rogers even still a running back? Is he, I don't know, is he an H-back? Is he on defense?
Well, I tell you right now, I won't be no running back. You can bet on that. I'll be maybe a down lineman or defensive lineman. I don't know. I don't know. It won't be no running back. I guarantee you that.
We're joined by the great George Rogers. You can follow him on Twitter, at GeorgeRogers38. George, you were in the mix for the Heisman up until the year you won it. I mean, you had won all these honors. You had led the nation in rushing. I mean, you name it, you did it. But can you kind of describe what it was like the closer you got to getting the award, to the more the hype grew up to the presentation? What was it like being in your shoes those final few weeks?
I tell you what, my line of scrimmage meant a lot to me. I ain't over groomed by sensation, by a person being a good football player. I was a fair football player, and I just had a lot of good people in front of me. That's why I try to tell everybody, you know, if it wasn't for them guys in front of me, I wouldn't have done none of that. But they made nice holes, and I was able to run through them.
Is there any kind of pressure that comes from winning the Heisman? Is there a downside to it?
I wouldn't say that, other than, you know what team you played on, and those guys will all be a part of making me look good. You know, those guys, that, you know, my offensive linemen and defensive team guys like that. Horace Smith, who's also a good football player, you know, he catched the ball a lot, and he had to block. And we all was one team, no matter what.
You know, George, you're mentioning your teammates. You're talking about being on a team. And I've said over and over, there's no more blissful place in the world, no more wonderful place in the world than a locker room, man, because we all accept each other. It's the most inclusive environment on the planet. Is that something, though, were you as acknowledging of your teammates, were you as loving towards your teammates, the way you speak about them, back in your younger days when you were winning the Heisman and later when you went to the pros?
Oh, ain't no question about it. You got to have both of them, because of the fact that I led the league in rushing. I was the number one pick, and all of you, because people made me look good, and I want them to be acknowledged, because if it weren't for them, it would have never happened.
What's it like to be in the Heisman Club? I mean, have you done the Heisman House commercials yet?
Yeah, I've done a few of them. I like to go fishing. I'd rather be fishing than out talking about, you know, how good or how bad I was playing football. I'm just like a country boy. I try to do everything that I could do outside of football.
But that's got to be pretty cool, though, George. You go somewhere and you look to your left and there's Bo Jackson, and you look to your right and there's Danny Werfel, and all you guys, no matter where you came from, no matter how differently you grew up or wherever you live, you've got this thing in common that ties you all together.
Well, Herschel Walker wouldn't be a bad guy to go to be on top of everything, but you know, Bo Jackson, I like all the running backs. I like anybody of that nature that won the Heisman Trophy. All of us are friends. We all appreciate everything that happened with our teammates and people that made us look good.
We're joined by the great George Rogers. Follow him on Twitter at GeorgeRogers38. George, you had a pretty darn good NFL career, got you a Super Bowl ring, then sailed off into the sunset. But it's my understanding you've had some lingering health issues since you retired, little aches and pains and some other things, serious and not serious. Has it made you reevaluate how you played the game or if you would have played it all together?
Well, I wouldn't say it had anything to do with football, but, you know, I'm getting older. I'm 63 now, and that makes you know that, hey, that's a time for everybody, and it's coming. And don't believe it or not, it's coming. And a lot of my guys that I know are either past. Some of them, like Horace and Tim Singleton, and I just know that one day it's going to be my turn.
What do you think about some of the efforts being made to make the game safer? Do you disagree, agree? What's your opinion?
Well, they should have been done it a long time ago. Even when we were playing, they should have done it. But, you know, they're making it a little bit safer. But you know what? Getting hit with a helmet, you ain't going to get no safer. I can tell you that right now. A lot of those guys go out there and they play for real, and it ain't no joke.
Yeah, George, I mean, they're bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, it's like getting hit by a car at every snap.
I see it is. I'm just glad I played when I played. I ain't got to worry about it now.
Well, George, and just a couple more questions. You know, every player that's won the Heisman typically has a Heisman moment. You know, you think of Doug Flutie, and he had the Hail Mary, and you had Desmond Howard doing the Heisman pose in the end zone at Ohio State. But for you, it was just consistent, man. It seemed you were just steady all the way through your career at South Carolina. If you had to pick one moment, though, what would you say was the highlight of highlights? What was your Heisman moment?
Got to be laying the ball in the end zone and acting like you've done it before. You know what I mean? I never did have anything. My offensive line made me look good, and I just wanted to go in there and put the ball down and jog off the field and act like I've done it before.
We're joined by the great George Rogers, man. George, before we let you go, got to get your assessment. How are you grading South Carolina so far, year one under Shane Beamer?
Well, I think he's done a great job. I mean, you know, he's only had one recruiting year, and one recruiting year you got to have some time to recruit players first. Get his players. He's all the other coach players, most of them anyway. But listen, he needs a couple of years to get his recruits in. Go out there and get down with the hard work, and then let's try to evaluate what he's done. Because right now, I think he's done a great job.
George, what's the latest with your foundation? I know you're doing a lot of good work there, helping kids get scholarships.
Oh man, I'm just glad that Patton Derrick is gone, man. Because that was one of my weakest years right there. We couldn't get nothing going on. Everybody was so into their own home and wasn't coming out, and it was a bad year. But now, it's such a relief to be able to go out and get people to make sure that our kids get their degree. Because I tell you what, it wasn't easy for me to get mine, and a lot of people helped me get there, and I want everybody else to have a chance to do the same thing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, George, because you could have done anything for it to be the foundation of, or to rather be the focus of your foundation. You chose education. You chose scholarships. What was the driving force behind making that decision?
My mama. My mama said, you're going to get that damn degree. I bet you that. I'm going to be around until you do. And she had a big part in me making sure that I get my degree.
How many years did it take you, George?
It took me 5 years. 5 years. Yeah. I was already real close, and then last year I got over. When I got out of football, I went back and got it. All right, after that.
Was your mom still around when that happened?
No, she wasn't. I'm unable to say she was, but she know now, because she's definitely up in heaven, and I do believe that, because, you know, she worked on it a whole lot of being with a Christian person, and she was definitely my life. I mean, I still miss her, and I still love her, and I just think of her a lot of times. I thank God that she was in my life.
What was her name, George?
Grady. Yeah. Grady. Like Grady Hospital.
Well, we thank God for Grady, because she gave us George Rogers.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because my mom looking at me now. I know she's just smiling like, I guess like I would. I mean, she's a big promoter of George Rogers.
He was All-American, member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He won the 1980 Heisman Trophy. You can follow him on Twitter at GeorgeRogers38. George, it has been an absolute pleasure. I hope you catch a lot of fish today.
Oh, man, thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on.
All righty, buddy, appreciate it.
All right.
It's the great George Rogers.